where we can do what you'd have us to do. God bless us and help us and guide us. We pray in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated. We turn the service over to the choir. Pray.
Page 286.
Yeah. God in earth, we change.
God in earth, we change.
God in earth, we change. Page 70.
Oh, my God.
appreciate being here tonight. Appreciate the choir singing.
Yeah.
Jay didn't take it too easy on the altos tonight, but other than that, I enjoyed it. But it's been a good day. I appreciate the services we had this morning. Appreciate our pastor that preaches the truth. Yeah. So we'll ask at this time for everybody to stand. Has anybody got any unspoken requests? Hands through the house. Any spoken? Remember Linda's sister's funerals tomorrow down in West Virginia. Remember all them?
Davis's tomorrow.
And J.C. Davis's funeral. Never bother to bring your burdens to your church. I know if I ask you, you'd be honored to pray for them, and I'm honored to pray for yours. Anybody else? If there's no others, we'll ask Kyle if he'll lead us in prayer. Again, we have some visitors. I want to make sure that they know that they're welcome, especially if you're lost. You're an honored guest. Like Jeremy said this morning, that's why we're here. I like to praise the Lord, but I want to see people get saved and get what I got. If it was all just about praising the Lord, when I got saved, Jeremy, he could have took me on home. But we got a job to do. So I appreciate being here. Has anybody got a song tonight? Appreciate that. Anybody else got a song tonight? I appreciate this season, but the world will almost cloud it up with everything else. It's fun to get with family. It's fun to give presents, to get presents. And they'll cloud it with everything else. But don't forget what it really is about. Yeah. Anybody else got a song tonight? Let's pray for them.
Mess this season up, won't they? They'll really mess it up. I'm glad I got something way down deep inside. I don't get confused about what this is all about. I was thinking Joyce Mason didn't either. I think our people that's just going on over there, and the Lord's put the song on our heart, and we sing it a lot. It says, is there a land such as this? If you're lost and undone, there's a land, a real land that we're going to someday. I asked Brother Jay or not, I said, does it seem like our people before us, man, when they came to church, Terry, seemed like I could just think of Sister Judy and Sister Rose and just different ones. Man, when they came to church, they was ready. And I want to be ready like that. I want to be thinking on the Lord way before I ever get to church. Because our people that's lost and undone, it's too great. It's too great of a cost if we don't get to them, if we don't help the Lord get to them. But there's a land such as this. I'm kind of homesick for a country that
Appreciate that song. More real than it even seems. Well, the world is hoping and hanging on and hoping somebody will do something for them or they can live good enough, Anthony. I don't have to do that no more. I want to live as good as I can. But if I quit everything, I've got a home after a while. That's something the world don't know nothing about. They mistake love for causing trouble. Sometimes our views are looked at, oh, you just aren't nice enough. You ain't. We love them all, but you got to take a stand for what's right. Anybody else got a song? If not, we'll give it to our pastor.
Thank the Lord for this service and good spirit I can feel. I want to say again, I'm glad for everybody's cheer, but I just really feel in my heart like saying this. It just blessed me when I looked and saw Creed Smith here. I thank the Lord for him letting Creed be able to be here. And good to see everybody. And choir singing is good and opening up is good and special singing is good. Really keep praying. We got a nice crowd again tonight. I appreciate people coming to church. Keep praying now. We got a host of good preachers here. Whichever one of you feels like preaching, one or ones, either one or if there's more than one, it's all right with me. Whichever wants to come right now, come on. Just mind the Lord. Follow him. God has sure been good to us. And I appreciate the service this morning. Appreciate everybody's prayers and encouragement and uplifting of the Lord. And I feel that tonight. God just really moved powerful tonight already, and I'm so thankful. So whichever one of you preachers feels like coming, come ahead. Let's pray. Really appreciate it. Appreciate Brother Brent. And give him a hug before I sit down. Bless you, brother. Let's really pray for him, church.
All right. Felt like I better try. It's good to be here. I was over at Lafayette this morning. We had a good service. And you just pray that the Lord can use me again. So I'm going to read over in 2 Peter. And it's good to be saved. Good to know the Lord. But we still got to do some more things. Second Peter in the first chapter, and I'll just read through this, and I may not be long, or we'll just see how it goes, but it's good to be here, and I just want to follow the Lord no matter if I'm up here a little bit or a long time or whatever. So number 5, you just pray. And besides this, give all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, temperance patience, to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. And you just pray. I don't know what all I'm going to say, but that's where I felt like I need to be. So I'm glad I knew the Lord. I'm glad I got the faith. I'm glad and I'm thankful I got a home run when I got saved. I mean, that's it right there. I mean, that's it. But if we're going to help some people, we got to add to our faith, we just, I mean, that adding to our faith is so important. Even James, I believe, he said, faith without works is dead, we have to have faith, we need those works also to show that we have the Lord in our life. If you got saved and never came back to church, a lot of people would say, well, did he really get it? Whether he got it or not, we would wonder, because it's important to follow Christ. Once you have Christ in your life, we want to follow the Bible. I mean, add the knowledge, a knowledge of the Bible. These all go hand in hand. They all go hand in hand. If somebody said to you, who is this Jesus? And why did he go to the cross? It's important to have that knowledge of why Jesus had to die. Because we couldn't do it. We couldn't live good enough. Jesus came and died so we could have everlasting life. When they was in the garden, they sinned. And that sin came upon me. Because if I was there, I'd done the same thing. We've all failed in Adam. But we can all have righteousness in Jesus Christ. It is his righteousness. It's not my righteousness. It is the Lord's righteousness.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's his righteousness. But we need to add knowledge, temperance, patience.
Yeah.
You know, I thought if you don't have those things, what can you do to add to those things? Well, I mean, start reading the Bible. That's a good get know what you need to do. If you had a problem with drinking and you got saved, you need to add temperance to your life. You need to add those things. You need to see
that it does not benefit you to do those things. And there's good examples in the Bible. You won't find hardly anything that's not done today. It was in the Bible that it didn't help people. It hurt people. And you'll see those things will just hurt you time and time again. But if you had a problem with it, where's a good place to be? At the church house. That'll help you. It'll wake you up. Show you what you need to add to your life. It'll get you going in the right direction. The world, it will not get you going in the right direction. It'll get your sights outward when it need to be in the church house.
Patience. I think we could all use some of that. Adding it to our life. We can, if we're in a hurry, I don't know how many times I've been impatient. We need the Lord to help us in all these things. All these things we need. Brotherly kindness and charity. What's the Jesus saying about charity? If you have two coats, you can give one away. We all could add and give to where it helps people. If we only work in here, it's good to work in here. But if we only work in here, we failed because we reach out and help people out there. Through the natural needs of people's lives, you can help people and they'll see Jesus in you. I hear time and time again. Mike Nichols says from time to time, I believe it was Terry, when somebody passed, maybe his mother passed, Terry came to him. We remember those things. When those things are done, it shows the love of God. And that we care about people. Jesus cared about you, and we need to care about them. And he cared about us, and he cares. And we need to show that.
Amen.
Yeah. Brotherly love, I mean, Terry just talked about it just a little bit ago. We don't need to talk about each other. We don't need to say things. If I know somebody on something, I'm going to stay away from it. I try to do that in the preaching, too. If I know something that's going on, I'm going to try to stay over there. Now, the Lord, if he says, you preach it, I'll preach it. That's because it is he's in charge. And if I preach it, it's because I love you. It's because the Lord cares. We don't preach to be mean. And sometimes we preach hard. Just the way it is. Maybe the Lord set it up that way. I don't know. That's the way we are right now. But it's out of love. I don't stand up here for any other reason. It's because of love. The Lord loved me. I love you. I love everybody in here. I don't think I have an ought against anybody. That's why I want to keep it. I want to love everybody. I want you to know if you have a need in your life, I'll try to help you out if I can. If you need food, come to me. If you can't find it anywhere else, go to your family first. But if they can, that's Bible. If you can't get it anywhere else, come to me. As long as I got a dime in my pocket, I'll give it to you. If you really need it, that's how I feel. You're my brothers. You're my sisters. We're a family. We're here for a little while, and then we're leaving. Why not love each other for a little while?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. I may have covered it all. I'm not sure. But the Lord loves us, and we need to love each other. And the Lord's been good to us. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad he saved me. Best thing ever happened to me in my life. Yeah. So, and I want to be more like Judy and Enos too. Let's turn it back over to our pastor.
Amen. That's good preaching. I'm going to ask everybody to stand. We'll get us a song. I want to invite you to consider deep within, where are you tonight? Do you have faith? Have you trusted Jesus? If you've got faith, are you adding to it? That's what he preached about. Are you growing in the Lord? Are you doing what God would have you to, not only to help yourself, but to help others around you? If you need to come and pray for yourself or somebody else, do what you feel like. While we're saying, consider, take inventory, and if you need to come and pray or whatever you need to do, if God gives it to you, do it. Obey the Lord right now. Follow him tonight. Amen. Obey the Lord. Amen. Listen. Are you adding to your life in the Lord? Are you adding to your faith? You can. You can grow. Trust the Lord. Glad to have you tonight. But I want you to obey the Lord. Amen. Appreciate that good song. Once again, I appreciate the good preaching and the good singing God gave us tonight. I appreciate being able to worship and feel the Lord. Now, let me give you opportunity. You got anything on your heart to say or do something? And even if another one of you preachers wants to preach, I'm not against it. We got time. If you got a song to sing, do that. Got a testimony to give, you can do that. Whatever. If God gives you something, you can do it. Let's pray.
I can't remember the last time I sung a song in church. We was talking about people from the past, and I just couldn't seem like I got an opportunity for this to fit in. I was literally saying, Lord, let him ask if there's something else somebody needs to do if you want me to sing it. There's people in the past that we sing about them. We call them oak trees. And I was watching Facebook, and these poor guys had this sheep, and he was down in a ditch. And they went over, and they were working really hard to get this ditch or this sheep out of this ditch or this culvert, and they finally got him out. And the sheep was so happy to be out of the ditch, it bounded, and it went right back in, like three leaps, went right back into the ditch. And I was joking with Terry before church, and I hate when he, you know, I know when he preaches like he preached this morning, it's really hard on him. And I was joking with him, and I said, you know, the greatest shepherd in the world is still going to have some sheep that go run off a cliff. And the people that, there's certain people in mind with verses of this song. The first one I wrote it, it was for a Christmas play, and then over the years I added to it as certain people passed on. But one thing, I know we talk about oak trees, but the thing about oak trees is they were willing to be shepherded by the shepherd, I guess you'd say. If someone confronted them about something, they didn't fight it and say, no, this is what I think. They complied with their shepherd. And that's one of the things that makes a great oak tree. Is they know the shepherd wants what's best for the sheep. And so when we think about these oak trees, we don't just think about the people that just followed the Lord. They also were good about following a godly shepherd. So I'm singing this now, and then I'll get out of the way. If you need to move, if you want to be an oak tree, or if you want to be a part of the church that has oak trees, you got to get saved. You got to get saved. I'll just sing this. Pray for me. There are people on this journey, larger than life, who stand so tall. The name they've always called, a fortress of faith, who in sin's wind just refuse to sway.
Yeah.
How sad the news, a great oak tree,
yeah,
has been called home to stay.
Yeah.
In the horizon there's a gap and a memory in its place, a dear old saint who praised the Lord, touched by amazing grace. Now we don't grieve as others grieve. We know there's hope beyond the grave. But we still feel the pain when a great oak tree has been called home to stay. They were oak trees. For the Lord they stood so strong. And they made it look so easy, this journey that we're on. They were oak trees. They lived their lives for the Lord.
Yeah.
And when you think of those great oak trees, you remember who they stood for.
That's true.
Their laughter was a treasure, and sweet assurance in their smile. How we leaned on those great oak trees, day after day, mile after mile.
Right.
But even though they're gone, their work goes on. Now they're kept in Jesus' hand.
Yeah.
But someday when we get to heaven, we'll see those mighty oaks still stand.
Amen.
They were oak trees. For the Lord they stood so strong, and they made it look so easy, this journey that we're on.
Yeah.
They were oak trees. They lived their lives for the Lord. And when you think of those great oak trees, you remember who they stood for.
Appreciate Brother Barry. Appreciate that song. Anybody else got something? Well, it's sure good to be here today, and good to have everybody. And hope everybody just continues to have a wonderful and a Merry Christmas. And just hope everybody has just a great time. And good to be here tonight. I do want to see the deacons for just a minute after church is over, if you can. And thank God for everybody being here today and tonight. And let's just pray. We got a lot of people, as you know and I know, we got a lot of people we need to pray for that needs the Lord. And so anything else before we come to a close? Okay. All right. Anybody else? All right. If not, we'll look a little less Cameron to pray dismissal prayer.
Yeah, Lord.